This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Sneaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh boy, is this great! Did you hear what Trump said today? He's got it in for the drug dealers. That's right. Look out, Boris and Natasha, wherever you are. If you're dealing drugs, it could be curtains for you. I am not kidding. Trump, what is it? Strategically, not strategically, I just enjoy this administration more often than not. And it's not that we are sycophants of Trump. You know that we're not. We will agree with him at times, disagree with him at others. But I think today was really interesting. He was up in New Hampshire talking about the opioid crisis, which is a real serious crisis. And the things that he threw out there, we're going to go into that this opening segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome one and all from around the world. We are live right now, simulcasting on YouTube as well, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCNlive.com, and radio affiliates around the country. Later on, you can hear it as archived. We'll get to that in a moment. Dr. Bitar, she'll be with us in the second hour, and that will be advanced medicine. We'll get into some really heavy talk, but really intense, light at the same time. How is it done? Don't try this at home, kids. We're professionals. Well, Dr. Bitar's not on radio. Well, actually, he's been with me for enough years. I can say he's a professional on radio now, too. So, and Super Don definitely is a professional. Sounds so good, I can't say anything except, hello, Super Don.
Good afternoon and good evening. How are you?
Got my mate and Hawthorne mixed in, but I keep wanting to say Hart Hawthorne. I'm afraid the FDA is going to come and get me. How dare you say Hart when you say Hawthorne? That'll indicate a drug treatment for a heart thing, and you're not qualified. Thunderheads at the FDA, fear and death administration. Kiss my aspirin, okay? I will say Hart Hawthorne, okay? That's all I got to say about that. Anyway, I want to thank everybody that's been sharing the video of Hour 2, Segment 1, our opening monologue, or mine, from yesterday's broadcast, because I went into religious freedom, the exemptions, the non-exemptions, the prohibitions against saying no to vaccines, chemo, etc. It seems to be a message that's resonating, and if you haven't already followed the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook, while we're still allowed to do it, go ahead and share that for us and get that message out. I think it's one that's it's very timely, needed, and very to the point. So thank you for those of you who have shared it already. Just want to say that. Go to robertscottbell.com. The links are up in the show notes. And all the things that you want to do probably in life are right there. Okay, I exaggerate a little, just a little. But there's a lot of good stuff there, a lot of empowering things. So today in New Hampshire, did you see this, Super Don, what Trump has said about drug dealers?
I did. Yes, I did.
Were you running? Were you hiding your stash or what?
No, I was not. I don't have a stash to hide anymore these days.
That's a good answer. That's a better answer, right?
maybe 20 years ago I might have.
When you hear what he's going to do to you, I definitely hide your stash, get rid of it. Don't be a drug dealer. But is he talking about the right drug dealer? Maybe, maybe not. We need to find that out. And the thing is, you know, I've criticized the government over the years, for instance, in targeting the wrong offenders. Like, if you can cure cancer,
without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, guess what? The government will find you in 24 hours or less. You know, if they find you, what? You doing what? You, those aren't approved. You mean you're not using chemo? No, because it kills patients. But they will find you in 24 hours or less. They will make your life a living hell if they can. They will arrest you. They'll take your money. Good luck defending yourself. And the claim is it took them over 10 years to find Osama bin Laden, just to give you perspective on who is the enemy, according to government. Really? 10 years to find Osama? 24 hours to find you if you're a natural healer and you can reverse cancer without toxic drugs approved by the Fear and Death Administration. So Trump, new sheriff in town, comes in and speaks pretty direct to Big Pharma. Is it a real sea change? Is it a subtle thing? Is it a shot across the bow? Well, I think we should listen to Trump's words and then assess them.
Whether you are a dealer or doctor or trafficker or a manufacturer, if you break the law and illegally peddle these deadly poisons, we will find you, we will arrest you, and we will hold you accountable. These are terrible people, and we have to get tough on those people. Because we can have all the blue ribbon committees we want, but if we don't get tough on the drug dealers, we're wasting our time. Just remember that. We're wasting our time. And that toughness includes the death penalty.
Ooh, tough talk from Trump. He's known for tough talk, though. And you know the key word that I picked out of that, Super Don, and you might have another key word, but I'm just going to tell you, when he went into and he said the word illegally. If you are illegally dealing these opioids, now, I'll get into that in a moment, why that's the key word for me and why I don't necessarily like it as an all-encompassing word. Okay, I'll say that. It's not that I hate it. I'm just going to get in. I'll talk nuance. But, Super Don, was there anything that jumped out at you, good, bad, or ugly, about that opening statement from Trump? Or was it the death penalty thing that caught you?
Yeah, well, I suppose. I mean, that's what a lot of people are focusing on. I think it really needs to be an involved discussion because the death penalty, that's a big deal, okay?
Well, yeah, he's going to get into the nuance on that next. You know, we're going to play that, and it's going to play itself out, and I think...
Sure, but I understand what you're saying, though, about the illegally thing, and I think that's definitely needs to be a part, probably a more significant part of the discussion. The death penalty.
Why? Because the vast majority of deaths due to opioids and other FDA-approved drugs are prescribed and distributed legally. Legally. He said nothing about legal drugs. As we've said on this show, and our alibi is the peer-reviewed medical literature. Yeah, believe it or not, JAMA, New England Journal, Lancet, things like that. That have said modern medicine properly used, administered, and prescribed. This is all-encompassing, not just opioids. Third leading cause of death. Third leading cause of death, okay? What is it, 610 people dropping dead in America due to opioid addiction and overdose? No small numbers, granted. But if we add up all of them, to say that we're going to target illegal distribution, fine. But I think even more important, equally or more, is legal distribution because it's deceitful. It comes under the guise of legitimacy, and that somehow, since FDA has approved it, if your doctor prescribes it for you legally, somehow it's not going to kill you. And that's just plain wrong. And again, I'm not going to overly criticize Trump just because I know that in many ways he knows some of this stuff. I don't know what he's holding back on saying. But if I just analyze the opening statement and he only targets the illegal drug dealers, he's only getting a fraction of the real damage, danger, and death that is being induced by doctors. Because he did mention doctors in this case. He did. But he said illegally, so I want to include the quote-unquote legal distribution, the prescription pad. Anything to say on that, Super Deep, before we get into the nuance of where Trump goes?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, there's a number of reasons why he should be going after those legal ones. You've named one, but, you know, listen, where do a lot, and I might be wrong, but I would say probably the majority of the addiction starts with the legal prescription.
The legal prescription,
right?
Exactly. You're so right. That's exactly where I am with that. Now, the dealers are going to kill thousands. What about a murderer that kills one? What's the difference, distinction? And I like what Trump says about this. I think this is appropriate and accurate.
You know, it's an amazing thing. Some of these drug dealers will kill thousands of people during their lifetime. Thousands of people. and destroy many more lives than that. And they'll get caught and they'll get 30 days in jail. Or they'll go away for a year. Or they'll be fined. And yet if you kill one person, you get the death penalty or you go to jail for life.
This has been my point for many years. Thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. John Rappaport has been writing about this for years as well. Over the course of a decade, a million or more people, some would argue that's way low as a number, are killed due to properly prescribed, administered, and ingested allopathic, FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. And the doctors are the ones writing the script pads, right? They're never held up on charges. Occasionally, there'll be a sacrificial lamb thrown in for abuse of a patient or something like that. There'll be a malpractice suit, but typically it doesn't involve jail time or even a death penalty, despite the fact that these doctors, oncologists, pediatricians, and their vaccines have killed tens, hundreds, thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands over the years, if not driven them into chronicity, including autism. And no accountability. No accountability in this lifetime is in evidence. In this lifetime. I will say after this lifetime, they will be held to account. But the illusion for these people, if I can call them that, is that there is no consequence to their action. And Trump is saying, no, there will be consequences. And we're going to let you know about them, so you better think twice about doing this. Now, that's the argument for deterrence. Granted, it's not going to deter everybody. Some of them have a death wish. Some of them might be on SSRI drugs and will take themselves and others out, unfortunately. But the idea of the death penalty, you have to now direct it at, like the article that we have linked up in the show notes. Go to robertscottbell.com and see it. The head of Purdue Pharma. How about the family members of Purdue Pharma that have benefited to the tune of hundreds of millions, billions of dollars in sales of OxyContin? What about the other maker of fentanyl? How about the former head CEO when they came out with that? How about any stockholders? Any accountability? You guys are making a living off of the death, destruction, mayhem, addiction of thousands of people every year. Now, whether they come at you, whether it's a false claim that Trump has because maybe he's not able as an executive to say, I will love, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool, like Clinton said all those years ago. The reality is you don't get out of that karmic retribution easily. It comes back to you. But in terms of law and order, in this lifetime that you can witness, Big Pharma has been skating free for decades, perhaps since the Flexner Report of 1910 set the stage for that. If you don't know what that is, if you're watching on YouTube over my left shoulder, you'll see Unlock the Power to Heal. And I write about that along with Ty Bollinger in that book. Go after the illegal ones. How about the legal ones? Folks, let me know what you think. Go to robertscottbell.com. Back with microdosing on Viagra. Yes, snicker all you want.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And according to Trump, giving them a swift kick in the aspirin is not enough. So that's what the discussion is today. What do you think? Death penalty for drug dealers. And as I said, I argue that the death due to legal, L-E-G-A-L drugs, much worse, and this is not me condoning the illegal drug trade, but much of the illegal drug trade is fueled by the dark or deep state, as they said. The gang warfare coming through the, yes, coming through porous borders, purposefully left that way. The guns, all of this, I mean, there's a purpose in all of this. And ultimately, it is not the preservation of your life. It is about the preservation of their power. We've gone all the way back to the opium wars, where governments have used drugs to conquer nations. You don't think that's happening here? You don't have to fire a gun to do this. You just get people addicted. And guess what? Purdue Pharma did a bang-up job in getting us here. And here, you know, this is an interesting story, Superdon, because it takes a drug that we've made fun of, everybody does. It's become a recreational drug covered by Medicare, apparently. Apparently it was designed for old guys who couldn't, let's say, levitate their willies. Can we say that?
Well, okay. What? To be precise.
Yes.
It was originally being worked on as a blood pressure drug.
Correct. Yes. Pulmonary hypertension drug.
And then they found that the side effect of the drug
was more profitable.
Helped people with erectile dysfunction. And yes, so exactly. They went, oh, hey, now it's an erectile dysfunction drug.
Yeah. So the side effect became the direct effect, marketed, they got a patent protection on it, and bingo, bango, bongo, wow, billions of dollars in recreational drug profits. Legal, by the way, FDA says, yeah, that's cool, it's covered. So Viagra can kill you. It can as a side effect. I mean, anything that deals with vascular and blood pressure issues can be problematic. So don't think, oh, yeah, just willy-nilly take it, and people do.
It'll cause a large drop in blood pressure if you take too much of it.
Yeah, so there are risks associated with it. Now, there are people that are what we call integrative doctors. their MDs and DOs that have decided, you know, I'm going to be a functional medicine doc. They don't come all the way to organic whole food nutrition necessarily, or they might incorporate some, but they never fully leave their synthetic roots. It's very hard to do so. I get it. I understand. I know. But it's a step in, can I say it's a step in the right direction? I mean, if I'm a purist, I'm like, no, you can't do any of it all. But, you know, listen, if you're arguing to use less of a drug, how could I be against that? Unless you're, like, arguing to use none of the drug because you no longer need it, right? So, just this is not me bitching and complaining at doctors who are still using drugs but using less. I'm like, good, they're coming over, getting a little closer. So here's the argument. Microdosing Viagra. Is it the new drug treatment to prevent or reverse colorectal cancer? Now, I know there's a lot of micro jokes, so get them out of the way. Snicker all you want. But they're actually studying this for chronic intestinal inflammation like colitis. Now, what we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we can achieve everything that they're claiming they can do with low-dose Viagra and more via the Silver Aloe Protocol and other adjuncts that are right about in Unlock the Power to Heal. We've been over it and over it and over it. But this is actual study published in the journal Cancer Prevention Research, and they're talking like baby doses. Like, I think that's really kind of awkward to say it that way. But microdosing Viagra, and they talk about the cyclic GMP signaling. Cyclic GMP signaling. And apparently this is a known to affect the intestinal lining, they say, the epithelial lining. So they've identified an interaction at low doses that reduces inflammation of the lining of the gut. But it is still synthetic. It is still toxic, albeit less toxic. So that's why I say, hooray for doctors. They're trying to figure out, can we use drugs, but almost in a homeopathic fashion. So, all right, great, but we don't even need that. But still, they have the prescription pad, they have their exclusivity, and they're going to argue, instead of doing the Silver Aloe Protocol, hey, you know, anybody can do that. You go to a health food store, get silver and aloe. You can't do this, though. I can write you a script for Viagra. And you just chop up a little piece of that pill, unless they're making it in micro-dosed homeopathic-sized pellets. I don't know if that's the case, but very interesting.
Well, and here's the skeptical point of view from Superdun.
Yes.
Isn't it interesting that Viagra just lost their patent on this, and it's become generic in the UK, and it probably will here soon. Wouldn't it be just really convenient for them to suddenly get a study that says, look, it prevents colorectal cancer. We're not going to repackage it with a different dose, and we'll call it something else. Bam! We've got a new blockbuster drug.
No freaking way.
They would never do that, Superdon. What are you thinking? Take that conspiratorial hat off. No, don't take it off. Keep it on. Because we're going to go into a health freedom bill in Georgia that violates Obamacare.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, home and broadcast radio syndication, and then later at GCN Archive for free, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. And when we are able, which includes tonight, we simulcast on YouTube, our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media Channel. And you can find that at robertscottbell.com, where the show notes are, linking up to all the great things we like to promote as often as we can, although it's kind of a by the way. When you find this show, I hope you find out all the things we support. You know, you'll see it at the website at robertscottbell.com, and you can say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, including our friends at Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com. Beta glucan rocks for your immune system. Immunological modulation is what it'll do. Now, health freedom, big issue here. If anything this show is about, it's about health freedom, healing liberty. And health freedom is something that you have to work hard to argue against. This is why the skeptics don't like it when we go there. You know, if they hate homeopathy, fine. You know, you all don't have to be vitalist. You can be molecular reductionist. We could get along, except for the fact that you want to use the power and force of government to upend the freedom to choose something that you don't believe in. That's where you are now in a dangerous death cult that wants to convert everybody by force. Health freedom means just what it means. The freedom to choose the health care that you desire without coercion, without fraud, without deceit, without government enforcement. And I know that's maybe a bridge too far for some folks that want to be paternalistic to everybody and say, well, I don't believe it works, so you can't have it. Well, I don't believe chemotherapy works. In fact, I believe it's more deadly than the cancer that it is treating, theoretically or actually. Yet I'm not arguing for the force of a government I would install to prohibit you from using that. As long as you had fully informed consent to know, here's the success rate, here's the non-success rate, or, hey, we're not sure how successful it is. We're going to be honest, we don't know. But this is what we got. And I'm a doctor, and I have a degree, and all of that stuff. Fine. I want you to be open, honest, and truthful, and then let people have fully informed consent, make a decision. They might go with you. Obviously, when they find out that, you know, the things that the skeptics support are more deadly than the disease they treat, that it could kill you, maybe they'll choose something else. Maybe that's why you don't like the truth, because the truth would hurt your bottom line, your religion of modern medicine. So we go to Georgia now, and this is from the 10th Amendment Center, our good friends at the 10th Amendment Center. Mike Mahari, he is writing about a bill in Georgia, House Bill 1051, by Representative Sam Teasley out of Marietta. That's right there where Life College or Life University is. And it's a medical retainer agreement. It specifies that direct primary care agreements do not constitute insurance, thereby freeing doctors and patients from the onerous requirements and regulations under the state insurance code. Okay? So, state insurance code has to comply with Obamacare because they didn't repeal it. The weak-titted Republicans could not repeal Obamacare, controlling all three branches of government. Couldn't do it. They just said, well, Trump decided to eliminate the penalty. All right, so there's no penalty if you don't. But it doesn't take back and give the opportunity for insurance companies to offer something that the patients want. So in this case, Georgia does a great nullification move if they pass this, and looks good so far, and says if you get into an agreement with your doctor, your provider of choice, probably not a homeopath in Georgia, they wouldn't let that happen. So health freedom has its limits. Because these dunderheaded politicians don't even know. In Georgia, if you go into the Civil War museums, you will find that the Civil War soldiers had field medical kits containing what? Homeopathic remedies. Yes, that's right. Oh, but they lost the war, so that's been settled. Is that what you're going to say? I know what you're thinking. Don't go there. The bill says physicians that offer, market, sell, or enter into a direct primary care agreement shall not be required to obtain a certificate of authority or license other than to maintain their current license to practice medicine. So they can offer, like a concierge practice, you can get into a deal, pay X number of bucks a month, you got your coverage. Outside of the insurance schemes ruined by third parties, government or private government partnerships. This is a good step. I'm not going to argue against it. Yeah, I probably wouldn't participate in it. Because I don't like allopathic doctors. Now, granted, there are great allopathic doctors that have come from the dark side. We got Dr. Bitar on Advanced Medicine after the show. Well, after this hour, I shall say. But my point is, freedom would mean I could do that with the doctor or non-doctor of my choosing. Oh, that's beyond the pale, Robert. You can't expect the government to allow people who are not doctors to enter into such provider agreements. Well, yes, I can, especially under the common law, if that even exists anymore, which it does. You can't artificially eliminate it. Well, you could attempt to do so, but in reality, you haven't. The ability to contract, consenting adults entering into agreements. Now, if you're entering into that agreement by fraud or force, well, that's a different story. And I would argue that Obamacare, government insurance schemes are by fraud and or force. They're very deceptive and deceitful. So anyway, it's a step in the right direction. Georgia, good on you. Lived there for 30 years. And I really hope that you guys can pass this. It'll get us one step closer to where I believe we need to go. Where do we ultimately need to go? The gut. We got to get back to the gut. Everything leads back to the gut. Are you sick of the gut at this point, Super Don? You're like, do we have to do another gut story? Really?
You know, I actually, well, how would I say this? I like it.
Okay.
Probably more now than I did before. And it's simply because I understand it more now than I did before. And I'm fascinated by the fact that everything that you've been saying for all the years that I've been working with you is stuff that they're coming out with now and acting like it's something they just discovered. Oh, look. Wow, it's amazing. Look, wow, the gut does this and it does that and all that stuff. And
never do they say, hey, that RSB guy, he was saying it for 20 years, right? No, can't say that. That's okay.
They used to make fun. No, look, they used to make fun of people that said stuff about the gut.
Yeah, they did.
They did. They made all those pseudoscience quack people that, you know, and now they're coming. They've finally come around and they're realizing that it the gut is connected to literally everything. It is literally the second brain of the body.
Yeah. Of course, they're still going to be recommending low dose Viagra for it instead of what we would do. But here's a interesting. Well, you know, if we get back to drug dealers and impact on health, could we argue that just about any and all doctors could be subject to the death penalty if they've contributed to what we call the third leading cause of death, according to peer-reviewed literature? Number one in my book, because it causes number two and number one in reality. This study says that one in four drugs with human targets inhibit the growth of bacteria in the human gut. We're not talking antibiotics. Those are a given. We're talking just one out of every four drugs, and in fact, it might be more. They don't know how much more. But it could be significantly greater than 25% of all drugs. And I agree it probably would be if they really look closely enough, 100% of all drugs. Why? Because all drugs are toxic by definition. And the microbiome was never set up in all of the million zillion years, however old you think the universe and the Earth is and all the microbes are. It's never been set up to handle the synthetic toxic poisons that modern man has created within the last 100-plus years. It's unreasonable to expect that it knows what to do. It tries, but it's a problem. So we've got destruction of the microbiome, not even intentionally in this case. Because we know antibiotics are intentional destruction of the microbiome. They're not hiding it, right? It's kind of like, if you know you're going to the Pentagon, you know what you're going to do. You go to a doctor, they deceive you to think, well, they're going to help you, end up destroying your gut. Even when you didn't think they were supposed to, outside of antibiotics. So, these are the unnoted risks. And Nassos Typas, or Typas, I don't know. I don't understand his name. T-Y-P-A-S, how do you pronounce that? He says, this is scary. Considering that we take many non-antibiotic drugs in our life. Often for long periods. That's another point here. An antibiotic is supposed to be short-lived, right? You get on it, you get off it. A week, two, you're done. Except chronic debilitating Lyme disease, they keep you on it for months or years. Other diseases they do, which can kill you. That's why I say the road to colostomy bags is paved with antibiotics and prednisone. It's right there in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, right over my left shoulder. I'm pointing at it right now if you're watching on YouTube. Yeah, it's scary. Because you're on drugs all the time. How many people are on zero drugs, unlike my mom at 84, right? Not very frequently over 50 or over 40, or even in the kids talking about ADHD meds or antibiotics that we know do, but they are on meds all the time. And how many of them have been studied for their impact on the microbiome? This is the first one we're well aware. We're just becoming aware of that no matter what drug you're on, you're likely upsetting your microbiome, which is connected to everything. Super Don, drugs are a disaster. Doctors who prescribe drugs are a disaster. Outside of, again, short-lived, intensive intervention to save your life, like emergency trauma care. When they apply it beyond that, they become the danger, the great danger to our society, much greater danger than the illegal drug dealers that Trump wants to put to death. Because they do it surreptitiously under the guise of helping you. And they are harming you. They're precipitating the rise of chronic disease, including cancer and other neurodegenerative diseases as well, that lead to horrible lifetime degradation to horrible, debilitating, even, well, deaths. So I'm not exaggerating here. I think this is an important article, and it's moving the awareness or expanding it to understand that every drug carries risks, not just the ones they say, well, this can result in X, Y, and Z or even death, but the impact in a slow, subtle, but powerful way on the microbiome, and then you end up with an allergy or an autoimmune disease, and you had no idea because it wasn't even listed as a side effect of the drug or drugs you were being given by your doctor. So we're opening up a new era in understanding here, Super D. It's pretty interesting.
Yep. And I think the thing that that interested me the most was that, because, you know, we always talk about antibiotics, right?
Yeah.
And how they affect the gut. But in this study, just I thought what was the most interesting is that nearly, they say more than a quarter of the non-antibiotics are affecting the gut as well.
They say more, and theoretically they say it could be more than that. So there's still a lot to be learned. Now, speaking of microbiome, and how about sleep? Those of you, you know, raise your hand if you, not if you're driving, but raise your hand if you can't sleep at night. Well, increasing number of scientists are waking up to the idea that the link between your digestive system and sleep deprivation is very real. The microbiome is upset. This is why some will say, hey, don't eat certain foods after a certain time. But even more than that, even if you don't eat certain foods after a certain time of night, if in general you have a microbiome imbalance, you know, gas, bloating, insufficient elimination, hypoglycemia. How often have I said hypoglycemia can wake you up in the middle of the night? How often have I said liver congestion? Babe, believe me, the liver and the digestive system, they're all intricately intertwined. And now they're finally picking up once again on things I've been reporting to you for many years. It's our 19th year in radio broadcasting. And if you're just now catching on, welcome, welcome. Please invite others. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We don't want those folks to have to wait another 20 years of the bad, wrong information from the mainstream media, because then they could be dead by the time they figure it out. We want to save some lives here. We'll be back and moving to Germany next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you get to choose where you want to live, where would you move to, right? I mean, dude, I dig where I am, but, you know, there are other parameters you always got to think about. And, you know, my wife grew up all over the world, Japan, Germany, England, and I've been all over the world. And so if we open it up to the globe, where would you be? Now, there's always going to be some good things, bad things about anywhere you go. So you got to weigh it all out and say, I feel best about being in XYZ place. And that could change. Now, in this lifetime, the ability to move about the Earth cabin is unprecedented in recorded history. Now, we're living lifetimes of experiences in what, you know, previous generations. It would take 100 years or more, 1,000. I mean, it's crazy, the things. If you think about how fast things have been sped up, honestly, what you did in a lifetime. Pick out a century. How much did you see, do, go, all that in a lifetime? What can you do in this lifetime? It's different. It really is. So I ask the question most sincerely, where would you want to be? I might say today, in this segment, the answer is Nuremberg. Nuremberg, especially if I was going to have more kids, right? I got my kids growing up. My son's going to graduate in high school. My daughter's going to be entering almost high school, but in Germany, in Nuremberg. And you've heard about the Nuremberg trials. I find this interesting that it's happening in Nuremberg. The organic food industry, the local organic food industry, is providing these yellow boxes, reusable boxes, the first day of school. And they keep the boxes apparently throughout the school year. And they fill these little boxes with organic food for the students. How cool is this, Super D? I mean, you talk about the grade A subsidized American processed food that they'll give students here, poor students, and the vending machines with toxic, contaminated, processed foods with preservatives and everything. And in Nuremberg, Germany, they're actually providing organic food on the first day of the school for first graders and continuing on up the chain. I'm talking, man, you know what, we've done this for our kids, but how crazy would it be if all the kids were eating clean food? We've reported on studies that have shown behaviors get better, grades go up, you know. Obviously, they're not suffering from a lack of food additives. They benefit from fewer food additives, food colorings, the preservative flavoring. And it's not just Nuremberg that's doing that. Apparently in Copenhagen, Denmark, the organic project there, another example of what they call a hyper-local effort to transition a city to organic food. And they're trying to convert all 900 of its kitchens, school kitchens, to 90% organic. Dude, okay, Denmark's on my list too. Not Sweden. Sweden's gone bonkers with their inability to or willingness to control their borders. But Denmark, very interesting. Nuremberg, Germany, very interesting, Super D. I'm getting hungry.
Very cool. And, I mean, and they're doing that also not just in the schools, but they're doing it in nursing homes and correction facilities and all that kind of stuff. So Germany gets it. Yeah, what? You know, I've been saying this for years. Why is it everybody around the frickin' world seems to get this stuff before we do? You know?
What
I mean, they're banning the bad stuff. They're encouraging the good stuff. And we're still sitting here like in the Stone Ages as far as wanting to kill ourselves. I don't get it.
Well, think about it. And I can't blame the government for this because you look around, try to talk to your family members. Not your immediate family. They know where you're at. But go to your relatives, your cousins, or maybe your neighbors or your coworkers, and talk to them about going 90% organic. And you'll be met with blank stares. They're like, what? No way, I wouldn't do that. You know, and so it tells you how far we have to go. I'd say as a species, but you know, there's evidence of the human species starting to make some moves here in Germany and Denmark. I'm sure it's not the only place. And yes, there are enclaves in the United States of people that get it and are working toward it, but we're not waiting for the government to provide it as they are doing perhaps in Nuremberg or in Denmark. Again, this is the difference in America. We don't look for the government to do this. Unfortunately, people have put off their own responsibility and said, until the government does it, I'm not doing it. And that's not, you know, you wait for that. Again, you're waiting for Godot, and you may be dead or dying of a horrible chronic disease, for which then you can get legal drug producers, legal drug pushers, called doctors, to prescribe you opioids like fentanyl to end your suffering, to end your misery that was caused by, guess what? The rotten, I say rotten food isn't rotten because that rot, there's too many chemicals in it, it won't rot. That's not how food is, how you break that down, folks. Think about what you put in your mouth, it matters. Think about, you're going to say, think about what comes out of your mouth, Robert, it matters, right? Well, what do I say? What do I do? Well, let me know. RobertScatBell.com. We're coming right back, going for Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashi Batar. Why would we do that? The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.